artist Harry Bertoia was fascinated by metal. His interest took him from jewelry maker to furniture designer to sculptor. This year marks the centennial of his birth, and to commemorate, his daughter Celia Bertoia has written his biography. WHYY's Kimberly Haas tells the story of Harry Bertoia's sound sculptures.
Harry Bertoia's life seemed determined by serendipity. Coming of age in rural Italy in the 1930s, he received the unlikely opportunity to study art in Detroit, where an older brother had immigrated. Equally unlikely was the offer to morph from a jewelry maker into a furniture designer for the iconic team of Charles and Ray Eames. An offer from another manufacturer brought him to Pennsylvania and gave him the means to leave the commercial world to explore his true love.
He loved metal, but sculpture really was his true passion.
That's Celia Bertoia, daughter of the late designer and sculptor. In her new book, The Life and Work of Harry Bertoia, she recounts how another chance episode led to the next and final phase of his life's work.
Well, he had learned how to weld, and he was always making different wire structures. And he happened to be working with pieces of wire, and he accidentally, one broke off, and it hit another couple of rods and made this wonderful pinging sound. And he thought, if two rods sound like that, I wonder what 10 or 20 or 100 rods pinging together would sound like.
That was the genesis of Harry Bertoia's sound sculptures.
He began to make these structures with a flat base and simple vertical rods coming up that were flexible enough to move in the wind or be touched by fingers and make a chiming sound.
From the sound sculptures to architectural installations, his early jewelry and his furniture designs, Harry Bertoia was prolific over his long career. But Celia Bertoia says widespread fame was never on his mind.
He never signed his work and rarely titled his work because he felt that his creativity was coming from some divine source outside himself.
That can be a problem for curators and collectors. Lisa Hanover is the president of the Michener Art Museum in Doylestown. In 2013, she curated an exhibit called Harry Bertoia, Structure and Sound, where she spoke with WHYY's Peter Crimmins.
People come out of the woodwork around here when you say Bertoia. I've got a Harry Bertoia. I ruined a Harry Bertoia because I didn't know what I had. But I really think in terms of the pantheon of American sculptors, he's right up there with them.
Celia Bertoia hopes to end that anonymity with her book. It lovingly chronicles Harry's life, ideas, and artwork with a detailed look at those unique sound sculptures.
It's not only visual, they're elegant, but it's textual. You feel them with your fingers, and it's auditory. You hear the sounds, and if it's on a wooden floor, you actually feel the vibrations coming through the floor.
The life and work of Harry Bertoia has been released by Schiffer Publishing. Later this year, Important Records will reissue a series of recordings Harry Bertoia made of his sound sculptures. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.